Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Advent Sunday, the day that begins the Christian year. A most unusual Advent Sunday as we wait for news slowly trickling out about what will be allowed this Christmas. Large gatherings, packed carol services, lots of parties, all rather off the books, in order to protect everyone from the pandemic. Life may feel rather like Narnia under the White Witch, always winter and never Christmas. Advent, meaning coming, is a time of warning, waiting and watching. Its liturgical colour, purple, indicates a season of serious time of taking stock, of turning again to open ourselves more fully to God. Yet it is also a season of hope, as we prepare to celebrate again God in Christ, the birth of Jesus, and look forward to Christ's coming, here and now and in the future. Perhaps after these past months we are more able to heed warnings, wait patiently, and certainly long for more hope. The readings set today urge us to lament, to watch and wait, and to hope. Psalm 80 set for today and our Old Testament reading from Isaiah 64 are both laments to God, expressing sorrow, distress, anger, protests about injustice, written in times of great upheaval and uncertainty. Sounds very familiar. Isaiah was speaking when some of the Jewish exiles had returned to Israel, to a very different Israel without a temple. He expresses their pain, anger and despair. God seems to be absent. Yet he also expresses hope in God, who has saved them in the past and who is still to be trusted. The gospel also warns of coming distress. Despite feeling very blessed in the relative security of Stapleford and its surroundings, for many here, around the country and around the world, it has been and continues to be a time of tears, distress and fear. A time of continuing isolation and loneliness. The lack of visiting and touch. Loss and bereavement of so many kinds. Uncertainty about jobs and businesses. Exhaustion and trauma. There is much to lament in our world as so many suffer. Much injustice for which to be angry, as leaders, groups and individuals misuse their God-given free will. As always, the disadvantaged and vulnerable suffer the most. It is right to lament. God laments with us. We can use these biblical laments to cry out to God, for ourselves and for others, or perhaps create our own lament in words, pictures or a collage, holding others in God's love as they suffer amidst the pandemic, but also remembering the people in places of continuing conflict, poverty and natural disaster who barely make it into our news at the moment. We may reflect and pray with the psalmist, "Restore us, O God Almighty, make your face to shine upon us, that we might be saved." And with Isaiah as he beseeches God, "O look upon us as we pray, for we are all your people." Weeping and lament, a strange but appropriate and powerful way to begin Advent, especially this year. For Advent jolts us out of ordinary time with the news that it's time to think afresh about God's coming. Isaiah uses the hopeful and reassuring image of God as the potter and us as the clay, forming and shaping us amidst it all. Are we ready to be moulded afresh by God this Advent? The Gospel urges us to keep awake, watch and wait. We're all practiced in waiting this year, for the daily statistics, for shelves to be restocked, haircuts, test results, for the easing of restrictions to allow us to see loved ones, churches to reopen, the list is endless. Waiting can be passive, lethargic, like waiting for some buses. Or waiting can be active, expectant, like waiting for good friends to arrive. The Bible is full of waiting on God, from Abraham and Sarah onwards, not necessarily good-tempered waiting. Yet Advent is a time for active, expectant waiting and seeking of God, a waking up to what really matters. This is how we need to watch and pray this Advent. Perhaps the continuing restrictions will be an opportunity to make more time to watch and wait for God, in the Bible, in prayer, in stillness, on a walk. So often God seems to speak to us through situations and people we find challenging, irritating, or downright make us angry. Perhaps make time to reflect during the week on the Sunday readings, allowing God time to speak to our hearts, perhaps on a walk. There's a wealth of resources around, written, visual, and musical, to help us watch, wait, and be ready. Books of Advent readings, Radio 4 with Advent Sunday services and the daily service, online sites like Prayers You Go with daily and Advent meditations, hearing the gospel afresh through music like the Messiah. Last, but far from least, Advent hope. Isaiah trusted God amidst their dire circumstances and foretells the coming of the Messiah. Our gospel promises in apocalyptic imagery that Christ will come again and that his words will never pass away. In today's epistle, Paul assures us, God is faithful who has called you into the fellowship with his Son. God comes in unexpected way as a vulnerable and suffering God, hidden in human form, in a small child born in a stable, revealing his self-giving love and glory in Jesus on the cross, transforming individuals and communities by his resurrection life and the gift of the Spirit. The incarnation was not just in Bethlehem. Christ comes to us today and every day, through the Spirit, in scripture and prayer, in communion, in beauty, and so often in others. Secretly, surprisingly, Christ's coming challenges us and changes us into his likeness. There are many signs of awakening and hope amidst the pandemic. The courage, dedication and self-sacrifice of NHS workers, care workers and all key workers. Scientists working 24/7 to find new vaccines. New kindness to other and care of neighbours. Waking up to the need for a fairer society. Waking up to the need for fewer cars, more green spaces. Real care for our planet before it's too late. Campaigning and action are vital. Yet, in order to make God's kingdom more of a reality, we need to keep praying to be shown our God-given tasks, like the servants in the gospel. We can bring Christ and be Christ to others and bring hope by once again at this time of year giving that helps the most needy, near and far, even more vital at the moment. Once again, supporting the Children's Society Advent Challenge, this year, Share the Joy. Supporting our Porch Project and a new Just Giving site for a second library in Natching Gwea. New toys for the Red Hen Project. Perhaps also by giving more charity presents, goodies or their gift cards that bring new hope and sustainable life to others. As one charity says of their gift cards, eco-friendly, clutter-free, and making a real and tangible difference to those who hit hardest by the pandemic. What's not to like? So I pray, may we all stay awake, lament in God's loving presence, watch, wait, and hope for Christ coming anew in our time, in this place, in our lives, this Advent. Be ready to be surprised. Amen.